Kilayim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Mechitzas HaKonim, Im Ein Bein Konel L'Chaver Shlosh HaTfachim, Kedei SheYikonis HaGadi, HaRezu K'mechitza. If you have a mechitza of reeds that are standing up, this should be a picture below. If there's no distance between one reed to its neighboring reed of three tfachim, meaning it's less than three tfachim, that a gedi, that a little goat cannot enter, HaRezu K'mechitza. So you have a concept of lovet, Alach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that we view each reed that's next to each other, we view it as it's connected. So it's looked like a mechitza, and the Rav says that you're able to be soymech gefanim on one side, you'll have to plant vineyard on one side, and plant seeds on the other side. L'chari, that's mi'ikr hadin. Now this, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, is even in a case where there's more space than there are reeds, as we're going to see coming up in the Mishnah, that's not always okay. But in the case of reeds, we say it is okay. Because Lovid makes it that there's really no space here. Now, I didn't learn Vayter yet, but just to ask a question. We just said, according to the Rambam and the Rav, Taisi Yantiv says that you need a thickness of four tefachim to be considered a wall by vines. And L'chor, reeds do not have four tefachim thickness. So let's just keep that in mind as we learn Vayter. Next case in the Mishnah. The Gader Shenifrat's an offense that got breached. Ad Asara Amos Harehu Kepesach. If this breach, this opening, is less than 10 amos, then it's considered a Pesach. It's just considered an opening. And the opening is inconsequential. And like the Rav says, that you're allowed to plant grapevine right next to the opening. Yosser mikain, but if it's greater than 10 amos, it's a large amount. Kineged apirtza osser. So although you're allowed to plant vineyards next to the wall, what's adjacent to the wall, but if it's 10 amos wide, it's called a pirtza. And this opening is too large that you would not be now allowed to plant a vineyard right next to this large opening that's over 10 amos. Should be a picture below. Nifritzu bo protzas harbe. What if you have a wall that was breached in many areas? Now, protzas doesn't specifically mean like a pirtza, like we just said, which is an area that has 10 amos of in an opening. Here's just talking about stam, breaches, openings, holes, whatever you want to call them. So let's say this happens in a lot of areas of the fence. Ima oimid mubala parutz mutter. If there's still more parts that are standing up than there are openings, so if you made a tally and figured out the space of all the parts of the fence that are opening, it would equal more space than what was open. And the Taisi Center brings the Rash that he learns that all these little openings were less than 10 amos, but at least larger than 3 tefachim. Because less than 3 tefachim, we don't even look at it like anything. So you have a lot of these little areas. They're not so little, but these areas that are open. So it's mutter. Vimba paritz murba ala oimed. However, if the open areas, that which was breached, there are more breaches and more open area now than that which is standing, kineged hapiritza aser. So you're not allowed to plant specifically next to any openings here. Now we say pirtza, lavdafka, like the Lashon pirtza, that's what I said before, it's just any openings, any breaches, even smaller breaches that are more than 3 tefachim, even if it's 4 tefachim, you're not allowed to plant next to something that's 4 tefachim here. Because when you have so many open areas and so many breaches, it's almost like this is not really a fence. But the diik is, the Rav says, only next to a breached part of the fence, it's usher to plant. But what about next to a standing part of the fence? There the Rav says, as long as the standing part, if you have something standing that's 4 tefachim wide, you're allowed to plant right adjacent to it. But less than 4 tefachim, even something that is standing, it's usher to plant. So even if you have a 3 tefach wide freestanding piece of the fence, you cannot plant right next to it. It has to be at least 4 tefachim.